Welcome back, everybody, to another, and you know what, this is the most special episode of the Be Better podcast we've ever had, because today is Tuesday, June 2nd, which means tomorrow is Wednesday, June 3rd, which means that tomorrow is my youngest son, Julian's 10th birthday. And so, in honor of that, I have on the Be Better podcast my son, Julian. Hi, Julian.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Are you excited for your birthday tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you looking forward to most about your birthday?
Going back to our actual house because we're quarantined at our lake house.
Yeah. So when you go, we're going to go back to the house. Do you know what we're going to be doing when we go back to the house?
We're going to go over to our cousin's house and one of our cousins are going to bake a cake and we're going to throw a huge party.
A huge party?
Well, at least a big party.
How do you define a huge party? How big is huge?
Basically, like, we get to dance around. We can, like, have a loading time, like, a little breaks in between or something, stuff like that.
You going to play some games with your with your cousins?
Yeah.
See their dogs, Ruby and Luna?
Yeah, let them eat soda again.
I know, and we got bratwurst from SNS that we're bringing back, too, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. What else are we going to do tomorrow?
Since we're still up here, we're going to drive back.
Yep. We're going golfing.
Yeah.
That's something that you now really, really enjoy doing, don't you?
Yeah, because my cousin actually is a golfer. And also, one of his trainers accepted to train me for a little bit. And my cousin let me use his old golf clubs.
They're special because they're kind of small. They fit you perfect, and it's a nice bag. Now, you golfed a little bit a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
About a week ago over Memorial Day. You did 9 holes one day and 18 holes the next day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of golf, Jay.
Yeah, the 10 to 18 holes are, like, one of the hardest ones. The par fives are the hardest.
Yeah?
Yeah, like, par five is the longest. It's at least like 2 miles or like a mile or something.
It's a mile long? That's a long hole.
Yeah, literally my feet were dying after that one hole. We need a golf cart.
So did you have a cart for both days or just the one day?
For the first 9 holes, we were like, okay, we're going to need the cart next time for the next 18 holes. So we got a cart and then we did the next 18 holes and that was a big relief.
Oh, I bet. When you're out golfing, do you normally get any food or beverages when you're out on the course?
Yeah, we usually get Snickers bar, which are surprisingly good because I've never tasted them before.
And really? You never had a Snickers bar before?
Yeah, and also I've had like Sprite mixed with lemonade and way too many calories.
A lot of calories. It's like your own San Pellegrino, isn't it?
Yeah, but it has about double the amount of calories that I'm supposed to have in the whole day.
That's a lot.
We didn't notice that until like... that and they really decided, oh, let's just get lemonade. It's definitely has less. It got 2 more calories.
Oh my goodness.
And literally we're like, okay, I'm gonna only drink one sip every hole, so I'm not gonna drink that much.
So you paced yourself.
Yeah, so I wasn't too crazy.
Oh, you're not too crazy. Now golf is like your second sport that you do because your first sport is
hockey.
Yeah, do you like hockey?
Yeah.
You had a fun season this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was hard working. We did like a whole few month. We had a whole month for just doing games.
Yep.
That's like my favorite part about hockey.
What's your least favorite part about hockey?
Training.
And now you played on a squirt team this year for the first time, didn't you?
100%.
Yeah, and you were half of what we called the Rainbow Connection, weren't you?
Yeah, there's another person named Julian, and we actually, for 2 to 3 goals for the whole season, we magically passed it to each other and scored.
That may have been the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
That was fun. Because that was your first scores, weren't they?
Yeah. For the whole year, since I noticed I wasn't trying to score, I tried to pace myself to try to score 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
One of the times, I didn't even try to score, and I scored. Basically, when I hold my hockey stick, I fell, and apparently the hockey puck... like, everybody was stacked on each other right in the front of the goal, and I, like, fell into the side. I was like, no, I'm not getting hit on that and crushing everybody. So I went to the right a bit. I did not notice the hockey puck, and I accidentally fell down when I tried to stop. And then my stick caught the puck and then pushed it in.
That's a goal.
Like, wait, what happened?
We call that a dirty goal, Jay.
Yeah.
That's a dirty goal.
I called
goal.
It a cleanup.
I like that. I like that. Well, that was super fun, and you got to do your first away tournament this year.
Yeah.
Where'd we go? Do you remember where we went?
No.
We went to Breezy Point.
Yeah, it was super cold.
Oh, it was super cold. But we got to swim, and we had a room that was right next to the pool.
Yeah. Dad, remember when you, on the second floor, you threw down beverages? So, like, and we cut it with a blanket.
That was Mom who dropped the beers down.
Yeah, and then you held it. It was like a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It was a Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I knew it. You love those.
Of course I do. They're the best things in the world, Jay, besides you. You know I love you.
I know.
I love you more.
I always say I love you infinity and beyond.
I love you infinity and beyond, Jay.
I love you that times too.
Oh, my goodness. You got me on that one. All right, so we're going home for your birthday. So turning 10 is a big thing because you're now going to be double digits. Is there something that you think might be different because you're 10 years old now?
Well, I'm going to fifth grade, so now I'm getting computers.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
What kind of computer will you get?
A Chromebook.
Awesome, just like your brother has.
Yeah. So now I don't have to share his Chromebook.
Yeah. What school do you go to, Jay?
Our Lady of Peace, OLP.
Yeah. Do you like going there?
Yeah. Do they do this every school? That they like switch principals.
Well, they don't switch principals every year. That's kind
of. I mean, like, do they switch switch every day to see what principal they like?
Not really. Normally, the principal will be hired for a year, and then unless something else happens, who's your principal?
Mr. Barry, I like him a lot because he does fundraisers for fun things. So like, if we for at least a week, if we donate $100 for something, we get every person who donated $100 has three chances to dunk him in a dunk tank. That's super fun.
That is super fun.
I've got him every time.
Oh, you're awesome. You got a good arm.
Yeah.
We should have you play baseball.
Yeah. So I'm. What I liked is if you hit it but didn't go down, the teachers were behind it, which actually pulled it. So if you hit it, you would get guaranteed splash.
Guaranteed dunk, Mr. Barry.
Yeah. We usually do like at least one. We also do other teachers sometimes. Yeah.
So who was your teacher this year?
Miss Siebold.
Yeah, and was she a good teacher?
100%.
100%. What was your favorite things about Miss Siebold?
She made it learn easy for us and like other things.
Yeah, she like when you did the when we moved up here, and you had to do schooling from like away that remote learning, it was pretty hard, wasn't it? At first.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about not going back to school?
Like figuring out how to do it and everything.
Yeah, kind of what happens each day. Was it tough to not see your friends?
Yeah, I just it was just natural seeing every day and like having a little like recess and like playing with each other, which is a little fun. And like now up here, it's just weird not seeing my friends every single day, pretty much.
What was it like seeing your friends over the computer? Was it the same or was it different?
Different because it was actually glitchy and like on computers you don't see them in real life.
Yeah. So who are some of your friends at school?
Veronica, Dan. I have six girls and four boys.
Oh.
I'm gonna do the six girls first. Lily, which was brand new.
Okay.
Mia, Cameron, Veronica, Addie, and Maggie.
Okay.
And then the four boys are me, Pete. We always get in competitions for like, cause we both play hockey together.
Yep.
Me, Pete, Daniel, which is like the smart one.
Daniel's the smart one?
Yeah, and then me and John are trying to compare who's tinier. I'm trying to be littler than John. I'm beating him right now.
You're beating him at being littler?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I like about it. That's why I always want to be small. I want to be the smallest in the class.
So did you like fourth grade? Was it fourth grade a good year?
Yeah, and also Addie and Pete are pretty sure Addie's taller than Pete barely.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So.
So yeah. Next year's fifth grade. What are the things you're looking forward to in fifth grade?
Getting a computer, having a new teacher.
Who's the teacher for fifth grade? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Oh, I don't either.
Cole can probably tell us.
He probably can. I'm trying to think. Remember, is it Miss Roth?
No. But the good thing is, what I don't like about it is we get a teacher for everyone. Like, we get a teacher for math, we get a teacher for science, we get a teacher, Miss Bradburn, which was in third grade, which I liked her a lot, moved her to sixth grade.
That's who Cole's teacher was this year.
Yeah.
Miss Bradburn is a really
nice. She's a math teacher.
She is, and she's got a couple of kids that go to school, right?
Yeah.
One of them was your babysitter once before.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
What? You don't remember?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, she was very fun, and Miss Bradburn is a great teacher.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I didn't speak into the mic there, sorry.
That's okay. You're doing just great.
I know.
All right. So, Jay, what are your favorite things to do, and what are you looking forward to this summer?
The forward thing is basically YouTube. Forward things is tubing. Basically, we have two seats left and right.
Mm-hmm.
One of us, me, my brother Cole, my cousin Becky, which is the tallest and oldest, and my cousin Ron, which is the second youngest and second shortest. I'm, of course, the shortest and youngest. So I'm usually the left wing, so I put my feet on the left side. And then Cole's usually the motor in the back, and mm-hmm. then Rowan's on the right side. So when you turn the boat to the left, I keep my feet in the water, but Rowan's feet go up. So basically, Cole's back feet is the main motor, and then me and Rowan are like the steering.
Okay.
And then Beckett is like the captain.
Oh, yeah.
Who tells us to do the things.
What to do. So this is, yeah, you guys get a lot of people in there, and it gets to be pretty crowded, yeah. Doesn't it?
One time all of us went to the front and then we like sunk.
I know, you guys nosedived it down and you went under the water. That was kind of scary,
like,
wasn't it?
Yeah, like yesterday when me and Cole and our friend Drew, which is Will sounds younger and Drew sounds older, but apparently it's the opposite. When Drew.
Apparently it's the opposite.
Apparently it's the opposite.
Okay.
So Drew was coming here.
Yep.
And then went back to her house with her canoe. And then he like tried to nosedive with the canoe since he had like a point timb at the end.
Yep.
Went into the water
section?
And it hurt it.
Oh,
whatever.
Okay.
Well, not too bad. It was just funny. So basically. And then, like, since Claude the Red Canoe, me and Drew basically tipped it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I did that also, but like head first. It was funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, we got a new addition to our family, didn't we, Jay?
Yeah.
What new addition came into the Swarthout family?
Soda, our new dog.
Yeah. What kind of dog is Soda?
Yorkie poo, a miniature poodle, and a
Yorkshire Terrier.
Yorkshire Terrier. Can never get that one.
I know. Do you love Soda?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Soda?
That she's playful, and she. The worst thing is that she has sharp teeth and always bites me.
You don't think that her yipping is kind of a bad thing?
No, she bites me. That's the worst thing.
Oh, yeah. But she's getting better with that. You know, that most
Yeah, she's biting me a lot less.
Puppies do that. That's kind of
Yeah,
a
if you
thing.
Just, like, shake her up and make her go crazy, that's the only time when she
Shake
bites,
her up?
Really.
Well, you don't shake her.
Well, no, I mean, like, when I grab her head and then, like, make it go left and right, and then she goes a little crazy.
Yeah, you're making me a little nervous with that. We don't grab her head, though.
No, I didn't grab it. I'm just,
you're
like,
just
shaking
saying.
It.
Yeah.
To make and she's like, oh,
yeah,
I have this power.
I know. So it's gonna be funny because Soda's gonna be with us for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Which is gonna be
about 10 years.
Yeah, it's
basically
gonna be,
when Lennon goes to college.
It's gonna be a long time, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's gonna be good.
She's gonna be with us for a long, long time.
Yeah, and the good thing part is that Soda's also gonna have other dog friends. Our cousins, two dog, golden retrievers, Ruby and Luna.
Yeah, they like each other, don't they?
Yeah. Basically, since baby full-grown Soda is going to be basically as big as baby Luna.
Yeah. Do we make a song? You know what I love? I love when we sing this song about baby Soda.
Baby Soda.
Riding in a kennel, baby Soda.
Sitting in a kennel, baby Soda.
Which is a play on the song that you taught me, which is the Baby Yoda song, right?
Baby Yoda. Floating in her pod, baby Yoda.
I love that.
Floating in its pod, baby Yoda.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you got that to look forward to. We got a good summer in front of us. Are you excited? Does a future? Are you happy? Are you excited about what's going on?
100%.
I'm so excited about that, Jay. Yeah. You know,
I thought you were talking about the coronavirus, and you'd be like, "Wait, why are you happy about the coronavirus?"
Well, I mean, the coronavirus and other stuff that goes on, but you know, it's as a parent, it's important to see that you're happy because I want to make sure that you're happy and you're excited about what's coming up and you're excited about the future and excited about how our summer is going out. What do we're building a bunkhouse for you guys, aren't we?
Yeah, we just poured the concrete today.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and also the one thing I would like about the coronavirus is that I got 2 weeks less on school.
Well, so there's an upside for everything, isn't there, Jay?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. An upside for everything. And I love that you see the positive, bright side of things like that.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, what else do you want to tell me? Anything else you want to tell me or say to anybody? Is there anything you want to say like to say hi to anybody?
Hi, school. Basically, really everybody that I know of.
You want to say hi to everybody you know?
Hello.
Hello.
And also, we're going back to our house. Or do we say that at the start?
We said that at the start, but that's okay.
Okay, we're basically going to go back to our house tomorrow on my birthday.
And that's going to be fun. That's special, right?
Yeah.
And you can't just say it enough. Tomorrow is your 10th birthday.
100%.
So, Jay, on behalf of everybody in the whole entire world, I want to say to you, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Because I love you, Jay.
Love you infinity and beyond times two.
Oh, I can't even come close to beating that.
You could say infinity and beyond times three.
I love you infinity beyond times infinity. Whoa! I
love you infinity and beyond times infinity and beyond.
Ha ha! Ha ha, you got me. All right, Jay. Well, thanks for sitting down and chatting with me a little bit today.
You're welcome.
I love you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks everybody for tuning in for our episode today. Thanks for sharing in my discussions with Jay and be safe out there. There's a lot of stuff that's kind of going on, and I just want everybody to see the bright side of it. So
be safe, 7 feet away from people, wear masks.
Be 7 feet away, six feet plus one.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, that sounds good. So on behalf of Julian,
yeah,
just be better, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.